feels I do, feels I do, feels I do, friends are few, but I'm leaving.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Oh, I came to Jesus as I was weary, wounded, and sad. I found in Him a resting place, and He had made me glad. Without God, I would be nothing. Without God, I would fail. Yes, I would. Without God, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Put those hands together and give the Lord a hand praise. How many of you know today that without God, you've been nothing? Without Jesus, you can't make it. We need Jesus every step of the way. We need Him in our homes. We need Him on our jobs. We need Him as we walk through the neighborhoods that we live in. We need Jesus all the way. Hallelujah. God bless you, my friends. You're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, New York. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and we're certainly grateful to God once more and again to be able to be coming into your homes, your cars, or your places of business. Wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, we thank God for you and you, and especially you. We have come to the realization that without God, we can't do nothing. We need Jesus in every aspect of our lives. We're living in a time now when people are getting shot down. People are being bombed and train wrecks are happening. We need Jesus. Hallelujah. We need Him the more because devils and demons are raging and they're trying to do all they can to destroy mankind. But I'm so glad we have a God that looks out for us. He's our shield and buckler. He's our keeper. He's the one that watches over us, amen, and keeps us day and night. And for this, we are grateful. We want you, wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice, to know that you've tuned into a church that believes that you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can produce the miracle. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time when we've got a great big God that's able to heal your body? If you will put your faith and confidence in Him today, before this broadcast is over, you can have a miracle happen in your life, because we serve a God that's able to do more than we can ask or think. Hallelujah. It reminds me today of the word of God that tells us all we have to do is only believe. Only believe. That's the only thing we got to do. And if we can just muster up a mustard seed of faith, God will do what we need done. Are you sick today? Come now to your radio. I'm getting ready to pray in a couple of minutes. And I'm going to ask God to do something for you today that the doctors can't do. And that is get you well. Some of you have been going to the doctor and they've done all they can. They've done what they know to do. But you're still sick. You're still suffering. You're still in pain. And you're taking all that medicine and stuff, and it still has not got you no results. But I come today to let you know that Jesus Christ is a healer, and he's going to work a miracle for you.
Victory, victory shall be mine.
Yeah.
You're listening to that noisy church on the air right now. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. I'm getting ready to pray for you. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. I want you to touch the radio as a point of contact right now. If you're sick in your body, touch that radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach the radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God for a miracle in your life. As I asked you earlier, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? When we have a great big God that's able to heal your body. The Bible lets us to know that with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. So there's no need of you staying sick when Jesus said you're healed by his stripes. My God, it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. Believe him today with his arms wide open. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. He's right there with you now to do for you. Lord Jesus, we thank you now for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. We ask you now, Lord, to look down upon these that are under the sound of my voice. Some, Lord, have been suffering all night long. Some, Lord God, the doctors have done as much as they can do, but they're not getting no better. We ask you now, Lord, to stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch these bodies everywhere. It's under the sound of my voice today. Satan, we adjure you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your hands off of these bodies. Loose your hold and come out of here. We rebuke and command you to be bound up and cast into outer darkness. Lord God, touch these people. Make them everywhere whole. And we thank you for healing their bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, when they go back to the doctor, let the doctor be amazed at the miracle that you performed in their lives today. Thank you, Lord, for moving the pain. Thank you for moving the misery. We thank you, Lord, for healing up the wounds that's open that won't heal due to sugar diabetes. Lord God, we thank you for healing these bodies. We count it done right now. In Jesus' name, be thou made whole, man. Be thou made whole, woman. Be thou made whole, boy and girl. The Lord God has healed your body. Now thank him for it and give him the praise. Everybody, let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you now, friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord for the miracle that he has wrought in your life. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And I want to hear from you this week. Let me know what the Lord has done for you. Let me know how the Lord has touched and healed your body. Listen, it's not me that's doing it. It's Jesus that's doing it. Hallelujah. I'm just a vessel that God is working through. He said, if I pray, he'll answer.
Yes, he will.
And God has answered today.
Yes, he did.
Won't you write me this week and let me know that you've been touched by this radio ministry. No matter where you are in this country or around the world, we'd be so glad to hear from you. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you can, send a donation to help us keep these radio broadcasts coming to you over these various radio stations. If you're making out a check or money order, make it out to the Exodus Healing Temple. That's Exodus Healing Temple, just like the second book in the Bible. Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Amen. All right, now, we want to tell you about some churches that might be near you. You were listening to us in various parts of the country. Amen. We want to tell you about a church that's located in Roselle, New Jersey. It's the Community Church of Faith, located at 1212 Morris Street near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. For those of you who are listening to us in Gary, Indiana, the Wonder Working Word Church, located at 2421 Ralston Street near West 25th Avenue, Elder Edward Butler is the pastor. You are listening to us up in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. If you're up in Syracuse, New York, go on over to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 120 Run Rose Avenue, Syracuse, New York. If you're down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. Out in Chicago, Illinois, if you're on the west side of Chicago, go on over to the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, right off the corner of Madison Street, where Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Remember, friends, you're always invited to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York, at the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where we don't mind praising God, and we're always glad to see God's people come in and praise God with us. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and a special invitation is extended to you to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York. Also, you can call us. Our phone number is area code 212-406-3904. That's area code 212-406-3904. You can get us by email also. We have an email address, exodusheal@aol.com. That's exodusheal, H-E-A-L, exodusheal@aol.com. I want everybody, we're so glad for this great audience that's here today. Praise God, we have a lot of visitors. We're so glad to see you God's people come in. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a great big hand clap in the sanctuary. Oh, I tell you, we just praise God because God is just so good to us. I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and my time is running out on the air. But just for a few minutes, I want to go to the Word of God and encourage you today in the Word of God. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and we want to look at one particular verse there. In the 14th chapter of Proverbs, the 12th verse is what we want to look at. That's Proverbs 14 and 12. And we find these words recorded for our reading. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end there are the ways of death. I'm going to read that again. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I want to speak to you just for a short minute, amen, because I see my time is gone, and I'm not going to hold you. We got another service this afternoon. But just for a minute, I want to put in your mind and into your thought pattern, you've done it your way, now do it God's way. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you've done it your way, now do it God's way. We find today that men and women are going to and fro everywhere doing things without putting God in it. Many times on the radio broadcast here in New York City, when we're on every night, Monday through Friday, and also on Saturdays, at the end of the broadcast where I'm playing music, I always leave them with a thought, there will never be any peace until God is seated at the conference table. Men and women are trying to do everything on their own and not realizing that the Bible lets us to know, acknowledge God. First, acknowledge God in all thy ways, and he will direct thy paths. But we're living in a society today where they push God on the back burner. In fact, they done moved them off the back burner now and pushed them off the stove altogether. They're going about their daily lives, doing what they want to do, and they're going about having it the way they want to have it. And what's happening is we're winding up in chaos. We're winding up with people getting shot every day. We're winding up with people getting murdered. We're winding up with bombs being put all over the place. We're winding up with so many diverse of things that are happening that are detrimental to man's kind. But man and woman and boy and girl need to realize doing it your way is not going to accomplish anything. Doing it your way is just going to get you deeper and deeper into the mess that you're already in. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to take me at my word. But look at the prodigal son who decided one day that he was going to do it his way. You know, remember the old commercial, have it your way at Burger King? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, some people are like that today, and they're just like the prodigal son. They're going to have it their way. One day the prodigal son went to his father. And we know the Bible doesn't record everything that was said, but I can imagine that he went to his father and said, listen, Dad, I'm tired of washing the dishes. I'm tired of taking out the garbage. I'm tired of you telling me what I can't do. I'm tired of this 10 o'clock curfew you got me on. So you know what, Lord, Dad, I want you to give me everything that belongs to me, and I'm getting out your house. Have you ever heard some children tell their parents that? They feel like they know it all, and they feel like they got it all together. And when you ask them where you're going, I'm going to my friend's house. But they don't realize that their friend mother might put them out before they get there. Because that's another mouth to feed. Y'all don't hear me here. When somebody else comes to your house, what's happening? Your electric bill is going up. Your water bill is going up. Hello. And depending on where you're living at, your rent might go up. So the young man decided, I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going on about my business. He told his father, he decided, I'm going to do it my way. And he told his father, give me everything that belongs to me. Well, the father, being a gracious father like he was, obliged the young man. He wasn't supposed to give him his stuff. He was not supposed to give it to him. By the law of the land in that day, the father was not supposed to give him what that boy was asking. But because he wanted to let the boy go and let him go through the school of hard knocks for himself, since he won't listen, since he think he know it all, like they used to say down south in South Carolina, go ahead and pop your whip. We're going to let you see that what you think it is not what it is. Your way, the way that you're looking at it, it seemed right to you. But you're going to find out that it's detrimental. It's going to point you towards death more so than it's going to point you towards life. So the young man gathered up all his things. The Bible lets us know that he got up and got out of his father's house. He didn't just go around the corner. He didn't just go down to the next city. He didn't just cross the county line. But the Bible says he got out the country altogether. Went to a far distant country, and when he got there, he began to live it up. Just like some folks that's listening to me right now on this radio and on this internet, you've been living it up. You don't go to church. You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You don't have no kind of inkling of serving God at all. You know, all you know is you got a good job, which could be terminated tomorrow, especially the way jobs are going nowadays. All you know is you got money in the bank, which eventually could be spent all the way up. All you know is you got a good education and a diploma hanging on the wall and a degree, but you don't realize that all that stuff can mean nothing. Ask some of the college students today that got degrees and is working at McDonald's because they can't find a job. Y'all don't like me here today, but I'm going to tell the truth, even if I got to run afterwards. Uh-huh. So now the young man took all he had, went off to a far country, began living it up, began to having a good time, began to party and hardy, boogalooing on the floor, dancing, and had all the women around him. I can imagine when he went to the bar, the women were flocking to him, and he said, line them up, Joe. Everybody, the drinks are on me. And he was doing it his way. But that was not the way of God. Some of you today are drinking and smoking and carousing around and fornicating and adulterous lives and doing some everything. But that's not God's way. You're doing it your way, but you're going to find out that you're going to wind up in debt if you don't change. So many people, I remember as a young man coming up in the church, there were so many young people that were in the church. They would sing on the choir and then sneak out at night amongst one another. Women with women, men with men. They got away with it for a while. But then after a while, you start looking in the 80s. This was happening in the 70s. By the 80s, folks was dropping out, dying like flies. Well, why so-and-so is dead? What happened to them? All of a sudden, they looked like they was doing so good, and then all of a sudden, we're going to their funeral. AIDS caught up with them. Because what was done in the dark done become now revealed in the open. The light is done shine on it. My friend, some of you are doing things, and you think nobody else know it. You're doing it your way. But the ways are the ways of death. The enemy is leading you down a path, and you don't even realize it, that you're going down a downward road that's spiraling right into hell. And because hell knows you're coming, the Bible says hell has enlarged itself. Yeah. In other words, it done added on an extra wing. It told the workers down there, said, listen, we got a lot of folks coming down here. We need to make some more room for them. Add on another wing. Enlarge the territory of hell, because there's a whole lot of folks coming. This young man doing it his way, amen, he went on and had party hardy, enjoyed his life, and finally, the money run out. When his money run out, you know how it is, it's same thing as it was back then, same thing nowadays. If you don't have no money, you have few friends, if you have any at all. In fact, you don't even have to run out of money. You can have money, but just get sick. And see how long folks will come see you while you're laying up in the bed. See how long folks will come see about you while you're in the hospital. They might come once or twice. They might do it for a month or so. But you stay in there 4 or 5 months, you'll see your visitors will thin out. This young man, his money ran out. His friends become non-existent. And he got so bad till he had to go and work in the pit with the pigs. One of the most lowest jobs of that day and time. He was doing it his way. And if you could have asked him, you'd ask him, how are you doing? He said, man, I'm doing fine. I'm working in the pig pen. And you know how you can look at somebody like, what in the world is the matter with you? Working in the pig pen, there ain't nothing to be proud of. Well, it's a job. At least I'm taking care of myself. Okay, you're doing it your way, but that's not the way God has it for you to be. Oh, my God, some of you are selling for less today. You're doing it your way, and you're just barely scuffling and barely making it. That's not the way God wants you to live. God says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's God's way. You struggling, trying to make ends meet is not the way God wants you to live. The man wound up in the pig pen. Hey, man, and when he got through feeding the pigs and stuff for a while, he got so to the point, looked like the person he was working for wouldn't pay him because he was tempted to eat some of the stuff that he was feeding the pig. That's right. And you know what there would have happened to him if he had done that? He'd have went to jail because it was against the law to eat the pig's food. Y'all don't hear me here today? Oh, my God. He got down to his lowest of low because he did it his way. Instead of doing it God's way, instead of being obedient like the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The Bible tells you, honor your mother and your father. You got some children that are so disrespectful to their parents. They'll say anything in front of them. They'll do anything in front of them. They'll talk to them any kind of way. Amen. But the Bible tells us that you ought to honor your mother and father, that your days might be prolonged upon the earth that the Lord thy God give you. You look at some people and some of the young folks see that they're dead, and you say, well, it was his time to go. No, it wasn't. You can